Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 202 of the Lost Levels podcast. Today, we are talking about Mario and Luigi Paper Jam. It just came out. But before we get into that, I am Super Sam Z, your host, and today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hello, everyone.
And our special guest, Bradley.
Howdy there, folks.
A little small podcast group today, at least compared to before, but what's wrong with that? We're just going to get into Paper Jam and...
Yeah, we're still going to bring the juice.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, very, very first question, before we actually get into how we experienced the game. When the game was first showed off at E3 this past June, that was the first time it was shown off, yeah. What did you guys think? First impressions, first saw the trailer, the concept. I guess for me, I thought it was a great idea to have the two worlds kind of collide into one game, but I never liked the Dream Team style, art style, and that immediately put me into not a negative mood, but kind of like it off put me already. So,
Well, for me. I don't know if I thought really negative about it. I just thought, it looked very similar to Dream Team, and, I didn't really know how to feel about it. I thought there would be more Paper Mario elements. I thought it would be, you would be in the Mario Luigi world, and then, you would jump into the book, and, there'd be a bunch of more, more Paper Mario elements and things like that, which I didn't mind, but, I don't think I thought negative stuff about it, though.
For me, I actually got pretty hyped for it. It was one of my favorite things from E3. I don't know, it just sounded like a really cool concept. It was kind of a perfect match because both series are kind of similar to each other in terms of their mechanics. So, I don't know, I was just really hyped for it. But I do agree that I do wish that there was more Paper Mario stuff in the game.
No, yeah, definitely. But I think... I'm trying to think back. When it was first revealed, I didn't see it as a Mario and Luigi game. I actually saw it as half and half because, that's the way they kind of showed it off. And it wasn't until you actually looked at it, you're like, oh, this is Mario and Luigi with Paper Mario elements.
Yes.
So I think that realization, too, was kind of disappointing for me because I like Paper Mario more than Mario and Luigi. So...
Yeah, same.
Otherwise, and that's the other thing. For my background, the only other Mario Luigi game I've played is Superstar Saga, which I finished. But I haven't played the other three. So,
you need to do that. I've played a little bit of the first one. I haven't played Partners in Time or Bowser's Inside Story. But I have played Dream Team.
Yeah, I played Dream Team. I played Superstar Saga way back when I was a little... When I was Soul's Age. He isn't here today, but I was when I was Soul's Age. And I played Partners in Time. But actually, I didn't play too much of Bowser's Inside Story. I actually want to play that sometime. But yeah.
I hear it's one of the best ones, so...
Yeah, I really got to get to it. Because a lot of people enjoy the music, the style. A lot of people really love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, since we are actually talking about the other games in this series, what did you guys think of the game's story and how... before we do any comparisons to old games, just what did you think of this game's story?
It was the weakest one of the bunch.
I can't really say because I've only played Superstar Saga, but I'd have to say Superstar Saga was more interesting than what they had here.
Yeah.
Because it was just very generic, as usually Mario games are, but Mario and Luigi, they're not like usual Mario games. They've actually got some interesting stories going on, interesting concepts and ideas, which this game does have. They just don't...
A lot of unique ideas, but stories,
Yeah, the story is probably my least favorite thing in Paper Jam. And the jokes weren't very good this time around. I thought maybe that had to do with the fact that almost every NPC is a toad, just like Sticker Star.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually enjoyed Starlos or whatever her name is. I enjoyed her commentary about like Luigi. Like a lot of, there was a lot of shade in this game. Like, you know, if you don't know what shade is basically like, you know, like a dig at someone. And there were a lot of digs at Luigi. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, totally.
And usually I find that to be funny, but in this game I was like, oh.
I know, I felt sorry for him for a couple times.
Yeah, a couple, like every time.
She was like, oh, they're not going to be calling your name Luigi. That's not realistic. They'd be calling Mario. And it was so, there was so many more shady moments. I actually posted some of it on Miiverse. Like, when I would see a shady moment, I'd be like, ooh, posting this on Miiverse. A lot of funny moments.
So another thing that a lot of Mario, Luigi, and Paper Mario games is personality, the character's personality. And the only people I really care for in this game are... I don't even think I care about anybody. I mean, the ones that are actually interesting, the Peaches dialogue, the two Peaches dialogue, yeah. they're pretty funny at times. Bowser and Bowser going at it, I like that as well.
Yeah, even, but again, with the Toads, you only have so much material. So if they had like more different characters, like Koopas and, I don't know, some brand new characters, that would have been nice.
Yeah, not even one. I mean, technically Toadette hasn't been in the series, but
true
still. And I don't know, because every other character, like, I'm trying to think of somebody else besides a Toad, because at this point, whenever I see a Toad, I do have to talk to them, because I am writing a guide on this game, so if they give me something I need to know. If it wasn't for that, I'd be skipping all these conversations. They're just not interesting, yeah. I guess.
The Toads have only a couple personalities. Either they're scaredy cats.
Yes.
Either they're brave. They're know-it-alls. Like, that's it. Or they're just normal. That's it. Like, there's no other personality. All the Toads, like, across have, like, the same personalities.
Yeah.
What do you guys... I guess, what are some of your favorite mechanics that this game added? So, like, things like the ability to run, which I think was an
yes
before. Like, that's an awesome ability. I use that all the time. Because you just want to go places.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably one of my favorite things, just because it makes traveling so much easier, especially when you want to backtrack to find secrets.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. How much backtracking is in this game to... Because I know that you return to places later on, but do you actually have to return again after that to backtrack for little things?
There isn't actually a lot of backtracking. It's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you only go through one area twice, and that's pretty much it. Or maybe a couple areas. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, a disclaimer. I didn't finish the game. Oops. So sorry.
Oops. Fail. Fail.
I have a good reason. When you do write a guide, you go like five times slower, okay? You have to do everything. You have to write. You have to take pictures. Things like this. So I have a good excuse. Story, did you finish the game?
No. But no. I am really close. All right? I'm at like... for all the things, I'm like right at Bowser's Castle and SC, for your knowledge, for your information. Oh, I have 80% on everything. I got all the beans, got the blocks, I got all that stuff, got the Toads, so I don't want to hear anything. I'm pretty close. So what are my favorite new mechanics? I mean, I honestly, a lot of people would disagree with me, but I actually like the fact that I like the little Paper Toad mini games. And before I get roasted for that, I just think that it's a nice change of pace, like rescuing those little Paper Toads and knowing that they actually have a purpose spoiler for that. But I just think I like that stuff. I think it's interesting, and it adds more challenge to the game. It adds a little bit of different stuff, so I like it.
The girl's ready because the roast is coming. Those are the worst. I hate those so much. They're so tedious, and every time a Toad is like, I'm going to need more Toads, I'm like, no, not this again. And they're not, I mean, some of them do have some variety. But,
I like chasing after them. And tackling them.
Oh, yes, that's fun. I also like it when they're like their whole, like, the paper toads, like, their bodies, like, how do I describe this? Like, the paper's, like, literally, like, stuck on the wall, and, like, you gotta, like,
yeah,
you gotta find the toad and, like, peel them off or whatever. Like, I love those.
They're, like, wrapped around a post or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they're wrapped around it, yeah.
Yeah. Also, Star, you said spoilers. We are allowed to spoil this game.
Okay.
It is totally okay. It's just for me that I'll be
spoiled. Everyone dies.
Yeah. Sorry, spoiler. Everyone dies.
Oh.
Yeah, the universe explodes, and Mario and Luigi, everyone's gone, and Peach and Paper Peach, you know, the Shredder comes, and then everyone gets all the paper gets shredded. Yeah, sorry.
And then Donkey Kong appears, and
oh my God, leave Donkey Kong out of here.
least favorite mechanic for me would probably be the. I can't remember the name for this special move that you can do. In the overworld, the, like, grabbing mechanic, like, you
okay.
form
yeah.
the, like, you, like,
trio grab
that thing. It's not a bad mechanic, it's just, I hate, you can tell I'm not a very patient person in this game. I hate seeing the animation and waiting for them to, and then do the whole thing. I'm just, yeah, that's...
I feel ya.
I think that's actually a problem with me in this game overall, is that I'm not very patient, so I'll get into a battle, and it's fun and all, and what have you, but it's usually the exact same thing for me. Like, I do the exact same moves every single time, and, like, that's what JRPGs are. Like, you just do the same thing over and over again, but for some reason, I just don't have the patience for it in this game. Maybe because I am playing at such a slower pace, but...
Yeah. I did feel I felt like they sped the game up this time around when compared to Dream Team, especially with the running, and then you can, like, fast-forward cutscenes and also skip, like, animations during battle. I liked all those additions.
Yeah, that's a good mechanic right there, the R button. Oh,
yeah.
So nice. Especially, again, with those toad hunts, I'm, like, always pressing that so I don't have to hear their dialogue or...
Yeah, because they sometimes just say the same thing.
There you go. And this is so bad. It always makes me happy when I find, like, one toad and it actually turns out to be five toads. I'm like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to find more.
Oh, my God. For me, well, one thing I wanted to mention really quickly, because you guys mentioned fast-forwarding dialogue. I love that in one point of the game, like, this toad's like, please don't fast-forward my dialogue. And then, like, he's explaining something, and there's a little text right here saying, you can fast-forward a dialogue by pressing R. I'm like, oh, okay. R, 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 R.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What's my favorite, my least favorite new mechanic? Honestly, that's kind of hard to say. Because I know we're kind of sounding negative right at the beginning, but I actually enjoyed a lot of this stuff. But what's negative? Okay, I'm gonna get roasted again, but I have to say it.
Here we go.
The paper craft battles. Okay. Those. I love.
Are your favorite?
Well, they're a certain type of favorite, preferably of the least kind.
Okay.
I don't think they're bad, but when we're talking about, like, least favorite things, like, every time a paper craft battle begins, I'm like, oh God, here we go. Gotta go to that, gotta go up to them, bang into them, then throw the character off, and, like, I just get so annoyed with the paper craft battles. I don't know why, because honestly, I think the paper craft thing was so creative, like, how there's paper craft Mario, paper craft Luigi, paper craft Peach, Yoshi, like, all that stuff was so creative to me, and the system was creative, too. But it's just, like, I get so annoyed with that so easily. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. But a lot of people actually enjoy the paper craft stuff. So I guess I'm, once again, the only one with that.
I have to agree. I think my least favorite was the paper craft battles.
Oh, someone agrees. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, but, I'm kind of, I thought they were kind of, they were creative, but they were just boring.
They felt... Yeah, plain.
Yeah, I mean,
especially over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather have the toad chase.
See? There you go. There you go, SC. That's
what about the Yoshi races?
Ooh, yes. The Yoshi races are fun.
I've only done one. in the Gloomy Woods. How many are there?
Well, there's two.
There's two?
It's just two, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do it? Did you do it on hard mode?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I did it on hard mode.
How does that differ?
For me.
What, is it just faster?
Yoshi's a lot faster, and you cannot make a mistake once, because if you do, you lose. Or if you ground pounds, you'll lose, because you definitely will not catch up. You have to be perfect.
Oof.
Why don't we talk about how Paper Mario interacts with Mario and Luigi? Like, that's a new dynamic. Three people instead of just two.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Paper Mario fits in really well. I love how it's like A, B, Y. Like, the way they set it up was just so simple. And I think it'll be really easy for new players to catch on to the Mario and Luigi series.
Yeah, and it makes it a little bit more complex and difficult. And I like that extra challenge, trying to juggle three characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I only have Superstar Saga to compare to, but I definitely agree. I really like the addition of a third character, and the whole time I'm wondering, like, in the next game, are they going to keep three characters? Because this feels like the kind of the evolution next step for this series. I mean, there wasn't that much evolution in this game, but this is a pretty big change. Three instead of two.
They're going to go to six next time. They're going to use the trigger buttons.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, who's it going to be, though? It'll be Peach and Toad and...
Rosalina.
Oh, I think it's going to be the Paper Goomba that betrayed us.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
There you go.
Did you, when you... during the battles, because there's three characters you have to pay attention to... did you have to use the 3D effect? Because I had to use it, because it's kind of hard to judge where the enemies are going to hit.
Me personally, I never use the 3D effect, because the 3D effect hurts my eyes, personally.
Ah, okay. It was just hard for me to judge where the enemies were going to hit, just because there was...
I know what you're saying.
Three characters. Yeah.
It's because it's like... especially because sometimes like they have different patterns and then they change up the patterns. Yeah. It's like, okay, wait, I gotta jump with Mario. Wait, no, I gotta jump with Paper Mario. Jumping with Paper Mario is easy, but it's like when you have Mario and Luigi, it's like you really gotta pay attention to them. Paper Mario, you can just jump and then just like hover in the air for a little bit.
Yeah.
Ugh. How about USC?
Actually, that's another weird thing with me is that because whenever I play, I'm also recording, and if I turn on the 3D effect, it kind of moves the screen to the left.
Oh.
Yeah, it does.
So I try to avoid that. I mean, it's a small difference, but I tried to avoid that, so I never really use that functionality. There are times when I really want to, like some of the, I don't know what you would call this, whenever one of the bosses are chasing you in the background. Like, I want to use it.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't really. Actually, I have a question. Do you guys have any like favorite bosses or favorite kind of enemies or least favorite bosses or enemies? Ones that you found annoying?
I liked all the bosses.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say that the difficulty for the bosses kind of like it really surprised me almost every time. Like you would get into a boss and like they were really challenging and you could die really quickly.
Yeah. I think they wanted you to use the battle cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is really the only times I used those were during the boss fight.
Actually, that's exactly me too. Like I would use them during a boss fight, and then for the next however long the star points are coming back in the normal battles, and then they'll fill up and they'll stay that way until another boss battle.
I mentioned this in my review. I thought the battle cards were an awesome idea. It's just they weren't used to their full potential. I think it would have been cool if more enemies could use cards as well, so it can kind of like counteract what you are using.
Yeah, see, I like that, but then I feel like it would be, well, I was going to say it would be tough to keep track of what they've used and what effects they're on, but they kind of already do that at times.
There is a boss that uses cards. You'll see.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad. I didn't finish the game. Ah! Staryu, what about you?
Battle cards. Battle cards. My favorite battle cards, honestly, are just the ones that increase your experience.
Yes.
I always use those. When I'm at a boss, always, I use the experience thing. I increase by 50% or whatever. I need to use it because I need to make sure I get maximum experience. And then you see all three flags, Mario, Luigi, Paper Mario, all of them just go up like, ching!
Or you like double it. You put the 25% and the 50%.
Yes, I do that. Yep.
Oh, I need to do that. What? A 50% card? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
What point are you at? You get that early.
I don't remember a 50% increase. I mean, okay.
Go to the battle card store. It might be there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. Again, for this guide,
you don't have patience?
Not the patience part. That makes problems elsewhere. Not for this. I'm trying to collect as many amiibo cards as possible. So I'm using all my coins, basically, on that. Buying those question mark cards. Which, by the way, I like the amiibo functionality in this game. I like how it's implemented. I like getting those cards. I like collecting them. I like the roulette for every card. It makes me so excited. And it makes me happy that you can't get the same one twice, because that would be super annoying. And how you can you put in your Mario amiibo and you start to get a Mario card, but then it's like, oh, you have a chance at getting a duo card, and you throw on another one and you make a duo card, and yeah, I really like it.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah,
because I didn't use the amiibo.
Yeah, because I don't have a new 3DS.
Yeah,
I do.
But
I didn't use them.
Oh my god!
I had to buy the stupid little amiibo thing.
The
NFC reader. It made me so mad. So it's this little piece of circle plastic that. I don't know. I guess the amiibo cards work just like the battle cards. You can use six in a battle. You can use six in a battle. There's six characters, and you can only use one character once, basically.
What type of effects do they have?
They're basically just like battle cards, but I think they're slightly better effects than.
Can you name one?
I use. You can resurrect a fallen enemy. You can transform Goombas into mushrooms. If you use like a Bowser one, you can damage all the, like, literally every single person, enemies, and yourself for a certain amount of damage. Things like this.
I think those are all ones that are in the game, I think.
Oop. Yeah, I was gonna say. Are you sure? You sure you have the right cards?
I mean, that's probably the case.
I think it's just they have like little cool little pictures on the
They
cards.
Do. That's why
you use
I like,
the amiibo.
That's why I like collecting them. And there's one with like Daisy and Rosalina and Baby Mario and things like this. So cool little cameos. So I think because this is Paper Jam, we should definitely talk about how they implemented all the paper elements and the paper world. I guess that's what we're calling it, because technically, according to this game, there are two separate worlds. The normal one, I guess, and the paper one, I guess.
Yep.
This is canon now. What did you guys think of the Paper Mario implementation? Besides, since we talked about the battle, essentially.
You can go first, Bradley.
I don't know. There wasn't a lot of papery goodness in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would have liked to, like, travel to the Paper Mario world.
Yeah, exactly. I want to start with the positives before I go into the negatives, because I've been a negative person this podcast so far. I really like seeing some of the, like, the boss characters, like Paper Petey Piranha, or the, what's that ridiculous name? The Paper Tower Power Pokey.
What did you just say? That English?
That's his name. That's what they call
Paper
him. Paper
Tower Power.
I think Tower Powers first. I think I have to go back through check, because I switch those two around all the time. Paper Tower Power Pokey. I like that those boss characters returned, and he was even wearing the royal crown.
Yeah,
royal
I noticed that. What's it called? What's it called? The royal
sticker? I think.
Royal sticker? Okay, royal sticker. I think that's what it's called.
Yes.
Wait, he was the boss from Sticker Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dry Bake Stadium.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it's like same thing with Petey Piranha, also from, well, speaking of Sticker Star, that's where I feel like the game had to limit itself a lot, because they were basically pulling from Sticker Star, which had a lot of great things and a lot of great models and whatnot, but they kind of stopped at that. I don't know if they added anything in this game that wasn't in Sticker Star, essentially. I'm trying to think of something, because they had a lot of opportunities. Like, we could have seen the paper Koopalings. Like, that'd be so cool, but they conveniently say that, you know, that they didn't find them or something like that. Or just seeing some of the... I'm trying to think, is that sand thing? The sand blarg or something? Is that a paper version?
No.
Well, that could have been one. But yeah, basically everything from here is from Sticker Star. So that's a little disappointing.
They had the sombrero guy from Sticker Star. I noticed that immediately.
Oh, yeah. The Shy Guys.
When I saw the sombrero on that Shy Guy, I'm like, oh, I know that's from Sticker Star. I know instantly. It was like, oh, Sticker Star.
It just, I feel, wouldn't it be cool if we had, like, obviously they're not going to have, like, Count Black or something coming in here, but like a Goombala show up, or Goombario, or Vivian, or things like this. Like, that would be so cool. Nice.
But,
or Pepe Luigi.
Yeah, like, I don't know, because I'm not really super disappointed about that, because honestly, I think it's nice that they have those references to Sticker Star, that if you played Sticker Star, you would instantly get it, like the sombrero guy, or the paper, what's his name? The
Super Tower Power?
Yeah, Paper Tower Power, Super Pokey, whatever. Paper Tower Power Pokey. Yeah, I just love those little things that they have, so that if you played Sticker Star, it's like, oh, I know him, or I know this creature, whatever it is. Like, I like those little references to Sticker Star. But I do agree that they should have had more references to maybe some older Paper Mario games. That would have been really cool.
See, I'm trying to imagine it. Like, what if you walked into Sunbeam Plains, and all of a sudden, there's half of, like, Rogueport. Like, what? That would be so cool to go through. Oh my gosh. Or you go onto, like, the Gloomy Woods, or like the, what is it called, Twinsie Tropics, and you all of a sudden you're on, what is it called, Mount Lava Lava. Like, what? That would be so cool.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. That's from 64, right? Mm-hmm. Mount Lava Lava. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That would take a lot of work though. I get it, but
yeah,
still, that'd be cool. That's why I feel like there's so many opportunities you could have had, but you kind of chose the most simple one, which it worked, but so much more potential.
Saving it for Paper Mario Wii U.
Yes. Yes. That would be awesome. That's going to be great. If that actually is true, I really hope it is. That's going to be so great.
Okay. So we kind of went over everything. So I guess we're going to just see, do you have any favorite lines or quotes or favorite scene, favorite moment, something from the game?
What about the music?
Sure. What did you guys think of the music?
It was good.
There you go. It was good. There you go. I mean, the music was all right. Yeah, the music was good. It was all right. I mean, honestly, I'm trying to think of a track that stands out, but I really can't. Right at this moment,
the Superstar Saga remix.
I think maybe like Sunbeam Valley is probably one of my favorite.
Okay,
just because it's more upbeat.
Oh,
I'm currently in the Gloomy Woods, and that has a nice little. Okay.
Oh please,
it's really nice. And they have a few remixes that are awesome. The Superstar Saga Battle remix and the Partners in Time. Paper in Time.
paper Partners in Time.
Heck yes.
Sequel to Paper Jam.
Yeah, so they have some cool stuff. And here's the most important thing. The battle themes have to be good, because you're going to be hearing them a lot. And they all check out. They're all great.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So favorite lines, quotes, or scenes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to go through my Miiverse and find little funny things that I've seen. Okay, so hopefully... This will only take a minute. I'm sorry. Just let me, like, go through my lines. Okay, let me see. All right, okay. All right, so there was this one scene where Pete Peach and Paper Peach, they're inside, like, you know, the little cage where Bowser and Bowser Jr., the Bowser Juniors are, and then Peach was like, and so, and Mario was like, she was explaining how great Mario is, and she's like, oh, Mario's this, and so caring, especially towards Luigi, who, let's face it, is Luigi. And I'm like, oh my god, shade, Peach is so shady. And there was more. I blogged a bunch of stuff that talked bad about Luigi, just because all of it made me laugh. This is another one. I'm so sorry. The Wiggler, after the Wiggler goes crazy from Kamek and his spell, Wiggler comes after you, and then you beat the Wiggler down, Wiggler gets defeated, and then you think the Wiggler dies, because then, all the little angels come around it, and then you see the Wiggler getting picked up, and everyone's like, no, Wiggler! I was honestly sad, too. I'm like, oh my god, they seriously killed him off? I love that little ridiculous Wiggler. He was so cute.
He's giant.
I know, but I'm like, oh my god, they're killing him off, wow. And then he's like, oh, I turn into a flutter. I'm like, really, game? He doesn't die, he just turns into a flutter or whatever? Oh my gosh. But I'm gonna let someone else go. I have, a couple more, but someone else go.
One that I remember that I liked is when the two peaches are in the cage. Actually, it's two cardboard cutouts, and they have, what is it? Speakers behind the cutouts, and they keep saying, Mario, help me!
Mario, help me!
Bowser Jr.'s
Mario, help me!
Yeah. And Bowser Jr. is just like, shut up.
He's getting so annoyed. He's like, oh my god, and he just walked out of the room.
Yeah.
So I've got two. I actually have a picture of it that I said.
Oh no.
There was when you're in the I think the Twinsytropics dungeon prison, you reach Bowser Gate, the green gate with Bowser's face on it, essentially. Luigi starts to cry uncontrollably, and Starlo's trying to comfort him, and I don't remember how the conversation goes, but Starlo's a she, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She starts saying about how something about toads and them crying for help, and she says this: after all, I'm pretty sure they would be calling for Mario help, not yours.
I mentioned it earlier.
Well, that, I got the exact quote right there. Oh my gosh,
it's so shady.
I was like, oh, you're trying to comfort him. Don't tell him that.
She did say she'd get better at comforting.
I like Luigi's animation when he's on the ground and he's twirling his finger.
Oh yeah, Have you seen it? I've seen it.
Or when he
that's fun.
It's adorable.
Screams and his eyes bug out. another thing that I like during the Roy and Wendy battle, if you do Roy's attack correctly or counter it, she starts attacking.
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, is it just throughout the game?
She goes aggro.
Oh. I have a question, actually. Do all the Koopalings show up in this game?
Yes.
All seven? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Koopalings, all the Koopalings are there.
Okay.
Okay, I have two more lines. I'm sorry. I have two more lines. Okay. Okay, so basically all the characters, Mario, Paper Mario, Luigi, Paper Peach, Peach, and Starlo, they're all getting brushed with this giant gust of wind, and Starlo's barely hanging out with her teeth. She's on the cliff, hanging out with her teeth on the castle. I mean, not a cliff. And then the chemic's looking closely, you have really, really great teeth. And Starla stops grabbing on. She's like, oh, thanks. I always remember the floss. And then she lets go and then she flies away. That was hilarious to me. That's it.
Flossing is very good. I would rather floss than brush my teeth.
Well, no, you should do both. You should do both.
You should do
and
both.
And also, you mouth.
Yeah.
Flossing is worse.
And then okay, one more. Okay, I'm so sorry. This is the last one. I swear.
Ahead.
Okay. There was this one point. I think Bradley, you'll know this. Mario, Luigi, and the Paper Mario, all of them go into a pipe, and then Larry starts beating them up.
Oh yeah.
And then it shows them getting out of the pipe, and then Star-Lord says stuff, and then Luigi gets beaten up out of the pipe, and then you literally hear Star-Lord saying, "Luigi, your mustache fell off. Stick it back on before anyone sees." And you literally just see Luigi outside of the pipe, like, literally on the floor, like, covering his face. Like, what the heck? How did Luigi's mustache fall off?
It's been fake this entire time.
Now we know it's fake.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. It's canon. It's Luigi's canon. Mustache is fake.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, that's it. I swear that's it. I swear.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure.
He's not manly enough to grow a mustache.
Oh, I know. We can't beat on
another
him.
Another shade from to Luigi.
Oh. So we're going to try to wrap this up. I know I asked about Paper Mario coming back and, like, a third character in the battle coming back. But anything else you want to see from this series in the future? Where you want the game to go, what kind of theme it should have, things like this.
I think it should take a little break.
Yeah, I think... Actually, is this the most recent release? Like, from game to game, was this the shortest amount of time in the series? It felt pretty quick.
I think Bowser's Inside Story and Partners in Time, were they pretty close?
I think
I'm going to look that up right now.
Partners in Time,
I
was
think they were.
2009, I think. I just don't know when. Or sorry, Bowser's Inside Story was 2009. I think.
No, Partners in Time was 2005, SC. Oh, my God.
Okay, I know now. I know now.
Where? You know, how did you jump 4 years ahead?
Hey, now.
Bowser's Inside Story came out in 2009, and Partners in Time came out in 2005. So this was this was closer, I think. On Dream Team.
What was that, 2013?
I think so. That was the year
It was 2013.
Luigi, so I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, it was the closest.
Oh, okay. Maybe it doesn't need a break, but I don't know what they can do.
I mean, I'm not one to talk because I haven't played the series. I know that 1, 2, and 3, basically spoilers for those games, the final main bad guy is not Bowser, correct? For the first three?
You just spoiled the whole game. Thank you.
Oh, please. is that correct? He's not the main villain?
Well, the first three. Maybe, I don't know, I haven't played through all of them.
Oh, you just spoiled it for him.
I said spoilers.
He still heard it.
Well, whatever.
Hey, you didn't say the boss.
Exactly. So. Thank you.
Don't say it.
For being on my side.
Oh, please.
Anyway. Maybe that could be a change where, because they kind of got back into Bowser being the villain. Dream Team spoiler.
Oh my god.
So they could try to mix it
up. Well, Dream Team had the Batgirl.
Oh.
Whatever her name is.
All I can think of is Anastasia. I know that's not the name, but it's something like that.
Antasma?
I think so.
Like
I think so.
Antasma's a girl? Did you say Batgirl?
Maybe.
I...
Yeah, let's go with Batgirl.
Sure, Batgirl.
I thought he was a boy, but...
It's
Bat King.
Never. Let's trust the person that actually played the game.
I play Dream Team. What the hell are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Shane!
When we start talking like this, that means it is time to wrap this topic up. What are your overall thoughts for Paper Jam, and how would you rank it among the Mario and Luigi series? I guess as much as you've played.
I guess I'll go. You go ahead, Brad.
I thought it was safe.
Safe? What do you mean?
I thought it was a safe entry. Mm-hmm. It wasn't... They didn't, like, try... I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to explain it. they just felt like...
They weren't being super creative. They didn't try things that would be too crazy or put people off. They just played it safe. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah, they played it safe, and it's like, it's a good game. It's not bad. It's just generic? No. Mm. It's mediocre. It's a mediocre game.
All right, I will go next, Spider Star U. So I don't think the game is bad. I actually haven't really enjoyed it. I would definitely recommend this game over Dream Team, and the only reason why I'm going to say this is...
Me too.
Oh, okay. But I would recommend it over Dream Team just because I feel like the Pit Mar elements really go so well with the Mario and Luigi elements. And I, honestly, I have had more fun with this game than I have had with Dream Team. So honestly, I would recommend this game. I mean, honestly, is it like you need to get this game, like you need to have it in your 3DS library? No. But I will definitely say, like, if you were looking for new games for your 3DS or if you just recently bought one, I would recommend you get it. Because I think, you know, if you like RPGs, you know, you'll enjoy this game. And if you like Mario and you like Paper Mario especially, then you'll get all the little hints and stuff that they have. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would recommend this game. And I don't really know a rating at this current point in time. I think I would rate it a 7.798634.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my rating.
For me, I...
8675309.
There you go.
I would say... I guess more like Bradley. It's a safe entry. It's I guess, mediocre. Like, I have a great time with the battles. Those are always fun. But everything outside of that is kind of... meh. Like the actual things you do in the overworld, like collect berries. Why am I doing this? Find toads, like that kind of stuff. That kind of puts me off. Every time I see a Lakitu, is that how you pronounce his name?
Lakitu.
Oh, brother, Lakitu. Whenever I see him show up, I kind of like roll my eyes. I'm like, all right, what do you want this time? So like that kind of stuff puts me off, but. Fun game in the battles and fun theme, like having the two worlds mixed together, like that's just cool to see and just to continue to see how they implement that. They don't do too much, but it's still interesting. It's still fun to see.
So. Yeah, I think our next entry in the Mario and Luigi series should be Mario Kart and Mario and Luigi. Yep. They're in carts and it's racing. I think that's going to be the next entry.
Ooh. All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it should be Mario and Donkey Kong crossover.
Thank you for that great idea, Bradley. I'll send that to Nintendo right away.
And a soul.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move into our news and community. Actually, community, we don't have anything community-wise to share this time. But we do have three pieces of news. First up, there is a rumor going around that Smash... Actually, we don't know what Smash... to be a launch title for the NX. And this comes from an analyst from Japan, Dr. Sarkon Toto. He says Bandai Namco. I didn't say that. Bandai Namco is currently developing several NX titles. Smash Brothers is planned to be a launch title. I'm not sure about the date yet. Do we think this is true? And then what do we think about it?
Do I think it's true? I hope it's true, because I think it'd be really cool, but I really don't think that they're going to be releasing a new... I say new, it's not going to be a new, but, you know, it's still, it's like, that'd be kind of weird. Like, does that make sense? I just feel like it'd be weird, like, when we just have Wii U, we have the 3DS version, so what you're saying, that we'll create a new version that has, like, all content, so then what's the point of getting the Wii U and 3DS version?
Well, this is how I think of it. It's basically like a Game of the Year edition, kind of like what other companies do, where they include all the DLC on the disc.
Yeah, which makes sense, but I feel like it's a smart move to have it on NX, because you get people to get that system. That's like a great launch title to have. But I have trouble seeing how you're going to convince people to rebuy that game. And like, I know you just said like a Game of the Year edition, companies do this all the time, but I feel like with Nintendo, you have the people who already own Smash Brothers are the ones that were going to want it in the first place. Everyone else kind of, I didn't mean either doesn't want Smash. I feel that it's not the same audience. It's like when you make a Game of the Year edition for like Far Cry 4 or something, I feel like there's still a lot of new potential people who have not played that. Whereas a Nintendo fan already owns that game because this is like one of the games to have if you are a Nintendo fan, I think.
Okay. What about if they added some new modes, like bring back, what is that, target attack?
What is it? Target practice? I don't know.
Target test. Target test.
Target test.
Something like that. Maybe bring those modes back or update the graphics a little bit, kind of like what they did with what games?
Oh.
Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
They did that.
I have an idea. Add ice climbers.
Actually, you could if you know. Because you wouldn't be worried about the 3DS version anymore. Actually, that, speaking of the 3DS version, that would actually interest me because I love having a lot of stages. And if they brought all the 3DS stages, that would make me very happy. I'm so sad that they're locked away on this 3DS because I always play the Wii U version.
True.
Yeah, it'd be like the Super Duper Ultimate Smash Bros. NX Edition.
That's what they should call it, Super Duper Smash Brothers.
I just wish, if this is a real thing, I wish I knew about it, then I might not have bought the DLC. Because the DLC's pricey.
I know, yeah. We paid a lot for it.
Yes, we did.
All the DLC.
But
I want a refund of some kind if that happens. I want, like, a free eShop card. I want my $20, $30. I want something as compensation.
You bought it
all? I bought all the DLC.
Everything?
Everything. For all Dang. Wii U and 3DS.
Woo.
That's like...
You're a crazy man.
I really am. But that's like over $70 worth of stuff. Probably over 70. That's like more than the game itself. So yeah. I cannot believe they would release the game and then be like, oh, all the DLC's there. It's like... What? But that would have been cheaper than buying all the DLC for the Wii U and the 3DS.
Yeah,
because it'd be like $60.
You got wrecked.
Yeah,
but do we actually think this is reason? Like, do you think this will happen?
If it does happen, in my personal opinion, if it does happen, it's not going to be for I think at least a couple years, maybe 1-2 years tops. I don't see it happening.
There's a chance.
You don't think it'll happen on launch title, as a launch title?
No.
See,
I think there's a chance that
I think it's either you do the launch title or you don't do it, because that's the big thing. Like, launch titles usually suck for consoles, but if you have a Smash Brothers game, like, that's big. Albeit one that's just a port, not a port, but, you know, basically the same game. But that's still big.
Especially, it can get all those people who didn't buy a Wii U to get an NX.
Yeah. That is true. Like what I was saying earlier, I neglected to mention that. Because there are a lot of Nintendo fans, I'm sure, that do not own a Wii U. And just look at the sales. that should tell you enough.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. Next piece of news, Twilight Princess HD. We haven't really been talking about it recently because we had episode 200. And last week was kind of focused on Pokemon completely. Almost. So, Twilight Princess HD. We now know that the Wolf Link amiibo will unlock a Cave of Twilight, which is basically like the Cave of Ordeals, just you're in wolf form. Other new features, amiibo functionality, Ganondorf, scan him in. He makes you take double damage, I believe. Zelda replenishes hearts and Sheik, and the Lynx replenish arrows, I believe.
Something like that.
Bigger lantern, little things like this. That's what we know so far. What do you think, Bradley? You were going to say something.
I don't really like... I don't really like when they use amiibo to make a game easier. So the only amiibo... Well, actually, I like the Wolf Link one too. But the Ganondorf amiibo sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Actually taking double damage. And if you play on hero mode or whatever, plus the Ganondorf, that's probably like... One hit KO.
Exactly. Are you guys satisfied with the amount of changes? I mean, there's still time, but I doubt we're going to hear that some other new crazy thing has been changed or added.
We're talking about Twilight Princess, right?
Yes.
I don't really care for it, to be honest. I'm going to be honestly, it doesn't really look like there's a lot added, and my brother already has it for the GameCube and the Wii, and he's getting it for the Wii U too, so he's gonna get it, but I don't. I might play a little bit. Maybe I'll like it, but I never really could get into Twilight Princess.
Did you? That's just me personally.
I finished it, but I never could really get into it. Honestly, like, well, that's a lie because I finished it, but you know what I mean. I mean, like, I just never really am like, oh wow, this is a really, really awesome game. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I beat it. I didn't really like the Wolf Link sections as much.
I agree, but I still wish. Well, like, I like being in the Twilight, though. Like, the Twilight versions of the worlds. So that was cool. The, kind of the hunting the light vessels or whatever. That was kind of eh. I for me, in this game, when it was first announced, I was like, yeah, I'm not getting this. It doesn't even look that great, remake-wise. And I already own it and all this. And ever since then, I've just been going back and forth. Like, when I heard about this Cave of Twilight, I was like, yes, I want this game. And I was getting all nostalgic about this game, too. And then I saw another trailer, and it looked almost identical again. And then I said, no, I don't want it anymore. And recently, I've had, like, Zelda music playing while I work. And I had Twilight Princess on, and I'm so excited for it again. And I want to play it again, but I'm just going back and forth with this game. I don't know what I want.
All right. Yeah. Well, at least it doesn't look fuzzy.
That is true. That is true. I mean, like, have you guys seen the Twilight Princess HD project that people have, that a specific group of people have been working on?
No, I have not seen that.
They're basically,
I think so.
They're basically doing not a remake. They're doing a texture pack. I don't even know if it... I think it might be more than a texture pack. But they're basically revamping Twilight Princess, and it just looks so awesome. It looks so much better than the actual official HD remake. Granted, that one's for Dolphin, and they can do more. They're not working on a Wii U. But still, like, I'm still so shocked that Twilight Princess HD looks the way it does. It looks nice, but it could... I swear it could do so much better. Okay, enough of me on Twilight Princess. Last thing, and you guys are going to have to take over because I really don't know anything about this. Detective Pikachu was announced, and that's literally all I can say. I don't know anything about this. And
I don't know anything about it either.
Danny DeVito, baby.
I did hear about that. They wanted him to voice Pikachu, I think. And there's like a whole, like, what is it?
Yeah.
What's it called? They have like a... They have like... What's the thing? It's where people sign it.
Petition,
yeah. They have a petition for that. I don't think they'll happen. If it happens, honestly, I think the gamer world is crazy, but also great. Because I can't believe that really actually happens. But yeah, honestly, I don't know much about Detective Pikachu. I pretty much assume that it's basically just puzzle stuff. You solve puzzles, solve crime or whatever, and that's pretty much what it's like with your trainer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I really don't know much about it either.
Yeah, it was just randomly announced this week, too. It just popped out of nowhere, this weird, obscure game. Okay. But that's it for news and community. Before we wrap up the podcast, we are going to go into what have we been doing this last week. So does anyone want to go first? Maybe Bradley, do you have anything awesome to share? You can go through your whole life because you haven't been here yet, so...
Well, last week I picked up Final Fantasy Explorers.
Ooh.
I've only played a little bit of it. I really can't get into it though.
Why is that?
Yeah. It feels, maybe it's like something I had with like Monster Hunter. I don't know. It just felt really easy in the beginning.
Okay.
I don't know. I just...
Wait, you had that with Monster Hunter?
Don't have the urge to go back to play it. With Monster Hunter, I couldn't get into it in the beginning.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was easy. For me, Monster Hunter was not easy in the beginning. In fact, I was lost for a very long time. Yeah. So you kind of lost me there. Oh my gosh.
You lost again.
So what else? What else have you been doing?
Yeah, maybe I should go back to... I played some Steam games.
Ooh, what'd you play?
Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played any Dark Souls, but I do have Bloodborne sitting here waiting for me to play, which I've heard is kind of in the same vein as Dark Souls. What do you think of that?
It is super awesome.
Woo. Is that the only Steam game you've been playing?
Pretty much. I took a little crack at BioShock Infinite.
Ooh.
I haven't played too much of that yet.
Have you played the other BioShocks?
Yeah, I actually bought the trilogy when it was on sale, so I recently finished up BioShock and BioShock 2. I
love those games so much.
Trying to go in order.
Oh, I love the World of Rapture. So awesome. So awesome. Anything besides games that you've been doing? Anything you'd like to share?
Not really.
Okay.
Not very exciting.
Hey, that's usually how my what have you been doing goes. Nothing.
Yeah.
Staryu, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing?
No, what has Donkey Kong been doing?
Oh, shut your trap. Well, I guess I'll get into this. Before the podcast, I went to a certain fast food restaurant called McDonald's, and oh my god, that was a big thing. I feel like Dark Boo right now. If you this is the previous podcast, you know who Dark Boo is, but I feel like Dark Boo right now because I've had a moment of like heated exchange with someone at McDonald's. Okay, pretty much. I'll just go through the simple version because I don't want to take too long. Basically, they forgot two things they ordered. It was two McChickens, and that went together. That was like $3. No, actually, it was $2. But still, they didn't give it to me. I'm like, where's my McChickens? You didn't give it to me. What the heck? So I go all the way home, get all the food out, get my parents' food out because they wanted stuff, and I get my food out. I'm like, where's the McChickens? What the heck? Where? Huh? I picked up the bag. I'm like, is it underneath the bag? What the heck is going on? So then I was so angry. I took that receipt, got my jacket on, and went back out there. When people saw me walking by, I'm like, dun, 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 dun. I was like so fuming. I'm like, I was looking forward to this. How dare they? So I was fuming, like, dun, 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 dun. And I go to McDonald's. And then the lady's like, why are you back? Do you want something else or whatever? And I'm like, oh, you forgot my McChickens. And then she's looking at me like with a weird face, like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you know, look inside the bag. You see any McChickens? And then she's looking inside the bag, and I showed her the receipt, and she's like, well, how do we know you didn't like just take it out when you went back to your house or whatever? And I'm like, what? I can understand that someone could do something like that, but that doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would I go all the way back from my house, which is like a 10-minute walk? Why would I go all the way back if I wanted like two extra ones? That makes no sense. So, and then a manager comes because we keep going back and forth saying like, I want because I paid extra for this. Oh, well, I'm not gonna get my. I was not young. I didn't call her names. I was not doing anything like that. So it's not technically a Dark Boo moment. Say,
that's not a Dark Boo moment.
Because Dark Boo took. We know what Dark Boo did at Burger King, but yeah, the manager, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, and then he's like, he told the girl to stop, and then he just gave me the two things I asked for, but. I was so mad that someone, like, seriously thought, like, I would go back to just, like, steal something. Like, what? Who goes back to a fast food restaurant to do that? That makes no sense. We're not talking about, like, a fancy restaurant. We're talking about McDonald's. Oh, my God. But, ugh. I'm going to share this moment with Dark Boo and see what Dark Boo says. But, yeah. That's what happened with that. So, we're going to move away from fast food for a second. What else has been going on? I've been playing Paper Jam, Mario Luigi Paper Jam.
Oh, you have?
I did not... Yes, I have. Stop it, SC. Stop. Don't say another word. No. I think I pretty much said everything about it. This whole podcast has been about it. But yeah, I'm pretty much almost finished with it. Like after today's podcast, I'm going to try to finish it because I really want to finish it. I want to 100% everything and I take a picture of it and say, oh, yeah, 100% this. Mm. Mm.
Oh, please.
Well, you should have been quicker. No guide excuses. Other than that, I'm trying to think if there's anything else at all. At all, has there been anything else? What?
How were the McChickens?
Oh, they were good. They were good. When they gave it to me.
How were them?
They were fresh. Everything was fresh. The lettuce was fresh. The chicken thing was fresh. Everything was fresh. So I was happy. But other than that, I can't say that I've been doing anything else that is important. Actually, I have been doing something important. With this new computer that I have, which I got last month, yeah, it's a lot stronger, so I'm going to be able to record HD videos soon, like Wii U stuff and things like that. Yes! So, expect that stuff soon. Oh my gosh, I can't speak. Can't speak English. But yeah, that's pretty much all there is. Yeah, that's it.
Actually, I have a question for you. How are you recovering from the snowstorm?
Ooh, yes, Blizzard 2016. Let me tell you guys. Bradley, where do you live? Do you live, like, if you don't feel comfortable saying where, just, like, do you live, like, south? Where do you live?
I live in the ocean.
Oh, me too.
I'm Spider Star. You, I live in the ocean first and foremost. No,
I live in California.
Okay, so you pretty much don't really have a lot of snow because you live in California. Or you, if you even get any.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I don't get any.
It was so freaking cold. I was shivering. I was so cold. Like, literally, like, I'm just so skinny. I'm so pale. I'm so skinny. There's no meat on my bones. So I was shivering. And I don't shiver. I love the cold. I'm used to cold. I love it. But there's cold, and then there's just... There's just like, okay, this is freaking penguin ice. What the heck is it called? Igloo, Alaska, freaking penguin. There's just like, okay, there's just too much. And that was too much. It was so cold. I had a blanket on. I had my robe on. It was still freezing. I was shivering. Oh my God. I couldn't do it. It was so cold. But I was so thankful I didn't have to go outside in it because, oh my God, it was so freaking cold. I think I would have blown away, honestly, too. I would have been like, I have to put a notice out and be like, hey, if you see a skinny, pale, short guy, oh, you know, just like in the wind, just flying away, grab me onto a pole, be like, someone help me out. I'm like up here, like, you know, to help me out. But yeah, no. Otherwise, I've been fine. The blizzard was fine. I've been okay.
Oh my gosh. I'm just imagining you walk out the
front. Oh my God, no.
La 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 la. But is all the snow's still there, right? It hasn't all melted away. It's only been...
Oh no, this is New York. We shovel everything. Everything's been shoveled like since the next day. So pretty much the streets are pretty much clean now.
Where
There's only
go?
A little bit of snow. Oh, I don't know. I don't shovel. That's not my job. I live in an apartment. It's their job.
Never mind then.
I don't know where it goes, but I'm pretty sure they put salt on it and it like just disintegrates or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of snow though. There's a little bit. I'll say there was a little bit. There's still a little bit, but most of it's gone.
Okay. So for me, what have I been doing? Like I said, Paper Mario, all that guide stuff. I don't know if I have permission to talk about this. I really want to, though. Staryu.
What? Talk about
our
what?
Recent Smash Brothers experiences.
Go ahead.
And I only want to talk about this because I need to. This needs to be known that when I play with Staryu, I never win. I never win. It's very rare for me to win.
Oh, please.
He usually... two stocks me, even three stocks me, and that's
three stock.
And even and along with Dark Boo, he usually I beat him more than I beat Staryu, but it's true. But he usually beats me 75% of the time. Basically,
okay, just get to the point. Get to the point.
I need to say this just to so I can't get like roasted myself. When I was playing with Dark Boo recently. He was doing his usual thing of beating me at every corner. And then, for some reason, I picked Peach. And he picked Palutena. And I ended up two-stalking him by using a frying pan on him every single time. And Boo got so upset over that. I mean, whatever, that happened. And then the next day, I played with Staryu, and he was doing his usual thing of beating me left and right. And then I picked the exact same Peach, and I whacked him with the racket and the golf club, and I two-stalked him with this, too. And well, first off, I was very, very surprised that I was able to accomplish that.
And very happy, too.
Yes. Yes, I was. I mean, that's basically what happened.
Peach is OP.
Apparently. Later on, after that happened, I went to our Skype group. Oh, this is so not nice, but I posted a picture of Peach's tennis racket, Peach's golf club, and Peach's frying pan. And Boo immediately responded. He said, "Smash now." He was so mad at me.
I got SC back when we were doing pilot, what's it called? Pilot Wings. I think that's what the stage is called. And I picked Peach, and I just kept spamming forward smash. Kept spamming it towards SC, so I got my revenge.
Oh, please. We had three...
Oh, please. It's true.
We had three characters on, that's why.
But I still hit you with the frying pan, the golf club, and the tennis racket. And you laugh every time.
And besides that, we always, whenever we play Smash, it's become a tradition to always start with Donkey Kong and have a Donkey Kong battle. So... the Donkey Kong tradition continues to live on post episode 200. So, yeah. Is that what we've all been doing? Feel good about this?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do our... Stop. Okay. You can subscribe.
Okay.
Oh, you turned it off?
Yeah.
For the ending,
you gotta
pitch it.
Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
This is Donkey Kong we're talking about. You can subscribe to us. You can subscribe to the Lost Levels podcast on iTunes. Make sure to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us grow. You can find all our past episodes at our website, thelostlevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. And our Mario news and community at MarioPartyLegacy.com. Follow The Lost Levels on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/TheLostLevels, on Twitter at LostLevelsMPL, Tumblr at TheLostLevelsPodcast.tumblr.com, and at YouTube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. And you can find me, Super Zamzy, on Twitter, at Super Zamzy, and on Nintendo Network, and on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live, because I've been using those a lot more recently. So find me on there too.
As for me, Spider Star, you can follow me through the ends of the earth across this frozen sea. I am Spider Star You on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of it is Spider Star You, so make sure you go follow me, you know, add me on Nintendo Network. You know, I would love to play games with you. Recently played games with one of my fans, and it was lots and lots of fun. So, you know, if you want to play a game with me, that's totally fine. Just make sure you tell me who you are, because if you just say, like, add me in and don't even say who you are, don't even say you watched the podcast or you know me from YouTube, then I'll just remove you. So you got to say something in your message.
What about you, Bradley? Where can we find you?
All right. As for me, you can find me on Twitter at Bradley Cragen. Cragen is spelled K-R-A-G-E-N. And you can also find me on YouTube. My username is BradleyNews11.
Yeah, definitely go check out that YouTube. Actually, I wanted to mention this because when I was looking for guests for the podcast, I came across your channel. And I remember seeing your channel way long time ago. So you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, like 4 years.
4 years, yeah. Well, for me, that's a way long time ago. So, definitely go check that out. And
yeah, definitely check Bradley out. He's really funny.
And his Paper Jam review, because that is what we did mention today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you very much, Bradley, for being our guest on our Paper Jam episode.
No problem.
And... we will talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.